Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
We always talk about saving for retirement on the show, but the reality is, and a lot of you text in, that you're just behind the eight ball on it. And this is a judgment-free show, and we are going to try and help you get there. And joining us now is Derek Kinney. He is a longtime financial advisor, an all-around whiz with this stuff. He wrote the book Good Money Revolution, How to Make More Money to Do More Good. And Derek, I have it in my hands here in the basement of the United Center. I brought it with me today because I love to follow along. Thanks for having us on the program, or thanks for coming on the program tonight.
Oh, John, always a pleasure, man. When you call, I always make time for you and your great listeners.
I appreciate that. Chapter 17 of the book is The Sweet Spot Solution, the Ultimate Retirement Redemption Plan. Before we jump in, I mean, you probably have dealt with a lot of people. I mean, there's probably a ton of people out there that are just not where they want to be. I guess step one is recognizing that and saying, hey, I want to change it.
Well, that's exactly right. And I know many people listening, if they're honest with themselves, they feel a lot of financial anxiety and worry about the future because they probably haven't saved enough, don't know where to save it, and they're worried about all of the anxiety in the world right now and what to do. And so my heart goes out to all those people, but just know it doesn't have to end that way. And as a financial advisor for the past 25 years, what I found was there's a moment in time, it's this magical period, I call it the sweet spot, where some things happen that can cause a retirement redemption to occur, John. And think about this. Think about when a person is almost about to pay off their mortgage, or their son or daughter is just about to be out of school and those tuition payments go away, or, you know, other expenses gradually go down. Suddenly now there's this discretionary money that comes due that they have a choice to make. They can either spend it or they can save it with a plan and actually create a retirement they didn't think was possible.
What sorts of retirement? I mean, is it a matter of maybe changing when they're going to retire? Is it a matter of, you know, maybe changing how you're living to get there sooner? I mean, what sorts of changes are you referring to?
Yeah, so some of the people that would come into my office, you could just tell they just flat out hated their job. And if you're listening, you know who you are. You know, it's like when that prison door swings open, they can't leave the company quick enough when they retire. Yeah. Other people really enjoy their job. They love the social interaction. They love using their brain, making the contribution to their customers. And so what I call the sweet spot solution, there's really three different pathways that people can choose for your listeners. And so one of them is you could retire right now, but with a lower standard of living than you currently have. Now, this option is for people who just want out of their job. Maybe it's causing health issues. Maybe it's causing them, they can't sleep well at night. It's hurting their relationships. They just need to get out, and they're willing to live much lower than they have been just to escape their job. The second option is what I call a phase-in retirement. This is where you work longer, but you begin to ease into retirement doing the work you enjoy. So let's say you're at 50, and you're like, man, I just don't have enough money. But at 60, I could retire. Then you gradually ease into that, doing some things you like while still saving. And then the third one is I call just delay full retirement, meaning you just work full-time longer, maybe work until 70 more. People are doing it. People are living longer. They're healthier. And then at that point, you then retire. So the bottom line is wherever you're at right now listening, there is a pathway for you. If you can have a plan, talk with your significant other if you're in a relationship, and once you're on the same page and in the right lane financially, you can really make up ground if you know what to do.
I look through some of your steps you have in this chapter. We don't have time for all of them, but one thing I like with step two is about reviewing your money in motion. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so it's interesting how, especially with the use of credit cards, I mean, I've told the story before that I would go to Chick-fil-A a lot and other fast food places with my family, and my kids thought, hey, Dad uses this magic plastic square, and they just give us stuff. And I finally told them, hey, kids, I need to tell you a little secret. They send me a bill at the end of each month, and they want me to pay for all that stuff. Their mouths dropped wide open. What? And so it's important that when you use a credit card, especially, that you mentally know where the money's going. I mean, subscription services, while they're convenient, are the biggest villain in most people's financial stories. I mean, you think about the Netflix, you think about the HubSpot, you think about the $3 exercise app on your phone you stopped using 3 years ago. All of those things add up, and you want to write all of them down, because together, if you can capture those savings and then move it over to the biggest financial pain point you got, to a high-interest credit card, medical debt, student loan, IRA for your retirement, all of that then puts the money in motion for you and not against you.
You really want people to envision a retirement, right? And I think that's for everyone to really grasp what that is going to be and write it down, understand what those costs are. Because I don't think you want to get to that day and find out either you have too little, or get to that day and realize, oh, the life I wanted, I could have retired 5 years ago.
John, you're exactly right. Let me tell you a quick story. So a client of mine said, Derek, I want to be by my grandkids. And so he made the bold move to leave the state he was in, quit the job, he and his wife, and they moved to be with their grandchild with the belief that he would find a job. Now, that is commitment. That's putting your back against the wall and saying, come hell or high water, I'm going to do this. And very few people have that type of courage, but people who have a goal, that are with their significant other, they're on the same page and they're committed to it. And as I like to say, take out a blank piece of paper and begin to draw and write out what's our ideal retirement scenario. Suddenly now there's an emotion attached to it. And I know this may sound corny, but if you can write out, this is how it's going to make me feel when we are retired together. We're going to feel confident and motivated and fulfilled. That can drive you in a new way to get on the same page and begin to make up ground, because now you have a clear destination you want to get to, and whatever it takes, you're going to fight to do it.
We've got about 1 minute left, so not a ton of time, Derek. You'll come on again, don't worry. Purchasing long-term care insurance. We get a lot of texts and questions about it. What's your advice in that front?
I think it's a great tool, and what you want to think about it is as a tool. Keep in mind, if you're a family listening right now, some of the family members have the money to pay for a long-term care policy from mom or dad. Some of the family members have the time to provide the care. So you want to define the role in your family of who's going to do what to care for mom and dad. The bottom line is this. You want to have it so that mom and dad don't hate you when they get older. Typically,
right.
the closest people to them are the ones that have the biggest issues that are trying to help them. Use it as a tool. It's really going to help your family ease into a really tricky issue.
Derek, it's always great to chat with you, my friend. Good Money Revolution, How to Make More Money, Do More Good. Order that book. It's a great read. It helps you reframe maybe how you think about money too. Derek, we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Hey, thank you, John. Hey, by the way, go to goodmoneychapters.com for the first 5 chapters for free.
Hey, there you go. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Derek, have a good one, all right?
Thank you, John.
All right, let's take a break, and then we'll tee up what's coming up in the next half hour of Your Money Matters on WGN.